Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Monday, October 16th, 2023. Hi, Butch.
Hello, Melody. How you doing today?
Just fantastic. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Down here in the hills of West Virginia, the trees have all changed color. It is so beautiful. It looks like a big patchwork quilt all across the country, you know, the mountains. Gorgeous.
It is that time of year, isn't it?
I love the fall. I don't like winter, but I love the fall.
Fall and the spring.
Yes, yes.
Although winter does have its, you know, when I lived in Arizona, you know, you have desert and cactus and, you know, and you, all through the Southwest, but there's a certain beauty to it, and it's the same way with winter. There's a certain beauty to it, and along even summer, we complain how hot, but yet it's a certain beauty to it. So I think everything that we experience and see and was created, it is beautiful. You just have to find it.
Well, God created different parts of the world for different parts of different reasons. And people live there for different reasons.
But it is all beautiful.
Yeah.
But it is beautiful.
It is beautiful. People are attracted to different things, and beauty is an eye beholder, right? So, yes.
No, I don't think that's true. I think there's beauty in everything, and it's up to that person to see it.
Well, I understand what you're saying. I agree. But some people prefer one part over the other part, we'll say.
Well, that's their problem.
There's pretty everywhere you go. I've been blessed to be around the world during the military, and I saw pretty country everywhere. But I have saw some I like better than others.
You're just going to argue this point with me, aren't you?
What? It's called some right. Gee whiz.
I'm just kidding. All right, let's get serious now. Let's get serious. Okay.
Oh, do we have to?
Yeah, we do. Yes,
okay.
We do.
All right.
Okay, gold today. I told you we'd have a little bit of a pullback after a $60, $70 pop in the markets. So we had a $13.60 in the New York spot price aftermarket. We're at $19.20. Silver's down a little bit, $22.66. Platinum was up 12 at $903. That's interesting. And palladium was basically unchanged at 1170. Now let's take a peek at the U.S. dollar. It's down 0.46 at 106.19. Crude oil was down about a buck at 86.96. Paper markets today, lots of optimism there, up over 300 points for the Dow. almost 1%. The S&P was up over 1% at 4,373, and the NASDAQ was up almost 1.25%, 160 points at 13,567. European markets, they were all positive. I think everybody believes that this Middle East turmoil will just will come to an end soon.
I hope they're
Asian
right.
Asian markets were all negative. And, I hit the wrong button. 10-year yield, 4.71. That's a little higher today. And natural gas was down 3.5% at 3.12. So, yeah, there's a lot of interesting things going on. And but we'll talk about the war.
Yeah, we'll get that next half or so, next quarter.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of the economic news we see is a little bit tied to that. There was a couple of things that were interesting, if I can pull them up here. Let's see. There has been a deal struck with the Kaiser Permanente workers. They win a 21% raise over 4 years after their strike. So that's their new contract. It's to address staffing shortages. And so that was a pretty nice deal, 21%. Walmart's bid to cut shoplifting. Oh, I think you're going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all.
I hadn't had a chance to research this because I don't know if this is just a normal trend and this news media just sort of took it out of maybe context, so I have to go back and just see how much. But major banks close over 3,000 branches nationwide with recent 50-plus closures from Bank America in just 1 week. So major financial. I looked this up because it was according to a bulletin published by the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency on Friday. Bank of America led the way by closing 21 branches in just the first week of October. Wells Fargo was not far behind with 15 closures, while U.S. Bank and Chase reported closing 9 and 3 branches, respectively. In total, some 54 locations had either closed or were scheduled to close between October 1st and October 7th. Of the overall closures, 3 were in Louisville, Kentucky. 8 of the 21 Bank of America closures were in California. So I would have to go back and maybe see the following month and the month and go maybe back a year to see if this is just a normal closure of banks or if this is something has a little more meat to it. So we'll have to see, are they, you know, is it, you know, technology that is replacing them or is it something a little bit more? There was a survey also found that a brick and mortar services are less accessible. Well, we know that to some of these areas. Well, 14%, I don't think that really matters in this thing. So kind of interesting. Butch?
Yeah, it is. It is. But at 3,000 branches, you would have thought that would have been brought up on the news maybe, or even somebody could have seen it. I haven't seen that. That's interesting. That's huge.
I don't know if that's for the year, maybe, with recent 50-plus closures from, that's just what this article has said. And I went back and I started counting them, but then I got a phone call and I had to stop. So we'll follow up on this detail.
That is interesting.
Just see how important that is. And,
I was going to say, one of the articles I have is about some banks. We'll discuss, I mean, what's going on with the bank, going on bankruptcy, different things, and banks losing businesses. But go ahead.
This is kind of a little bit of a light. Girl Scout cookies. Everybody does Girl Scout cookies. I think everybody was kind of used to paying $5. Well, those cookies are soon going to cost $6 in lots, many parts of the United States. So again, you see inflation. It's hitting everyone and everything. And people say, well, what's the big deal? You know, you just don't buy, you know, Girl Scout cookies. Well, you know, those Girl Scout cookies do fund a lot. And it's an important drive. So again, you're going to see, you know, I don't know what you want to call them, a venue that's going to be hurt, you know, because of the inflation.
Of course.
So it works in many different ways. So, yes, Girl Scout cookies are going up a dollar, you know, and again, people are saying big deal, don't buy them. But that means less revenue for the Girl Scouts.
Well, so. There's a lot of prices, a lot of things going up. This price, and the common individual, common man, even lower middle class, out of prices. I mean, out of reason. Marcia Jean got a catalog of Mail Day, sells goodies, you know, chocolate covered almonds, all that. Had pecan pies in it, Melody. $53. I'm not lying. That's truth.
What?
Yes. Pecan pies, $53. I'm not making it up. I'm serious. I can get the catalog and I can read to you. But this is totally ridiculous things happening. But that is a sign of the times. And yet we have the Pentagon going to send 200 million more to Ukraine for ammunition. Well, that's $200 million thrown at them. While people out here in the real world are having a hard time putting food on the table and paying the power bill. Kind of frustrating, isn't it?
It is. And you know what? I received a flyer. It was in my email. I don't know if I can find it real quick, but in one of the counties in Maryland, this was sent directly to this person, and he shared it with everybody. And it's asking him to spread the word. And I didn't realize there's an outreach. It's for an outreach to this one county in Maryland. And let me see. People are hurting in local areas and have fallen into financial hardships. So they're asking for clothing and food and things like that. But what bothered me the most is the request for their outreach includes 2 to 4 person tents, sleeping bags, blankets, and pillows. This means that people are living outside.
Yes, it does.
This pantry tries to keep pop-top and ready-to-eat foods for these situations. However, with currently having over 450 families signed up for our food programs and feeding close to 350 of those families monthly, the supply is low. So, of course, they're asking for food donations. But what shocked me was the tents. Sleeping bags. That hit me. Real, you know,
especially the winter times here.
Yes.
I know,
but any time of the year.
I know, but winter
I've never heard of an outreach asking for tents and sleeping bags. Have you?
No, I haven't. I didn't know they'd done that.
So it's a different climate. It's a different group. It's a new part of, I don't know, it just shocked me anyway.
Well, it should shock us because I don't care what the news says. People are struggling to make it. It's not getting any better.
No.
It's not.
It's more homeless.
Oh, yes.
More homeless. That's
absolutely
what this is about.
Absolutely. And I just sat back and marveled at that people have been as patient as they have been.
Well, this will get your goat. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a new law Friday to make low-income Mexican restaurants living near the border eligible for in-state tuition rates at certain community colleges. The legislation applies to low-income Mexicans who live within 45 miles of the California-Mexico border and want to attend a participating community college, and it's going to launch next year and run till 2029. So free college.
And Mexican president said that the U.S. can expect 10,000 illegals at the border every day. I mean, that's what the president of Mexico said. That's Manuel Lopez Obrador warned Friday that the U.S. will see 10,000 illegals and migrants entering the southern border every day. So on top of giving them what you just mentioned with the restaurants, and now we get 10,000. And this is the president of the country coming through. Expect 10,000 a day.
You know,
I mean, that's right in your face, isn't it?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
This is Mark Sanchez, president of Southwestern College in Chula Vista, said many students at this school split their time between the two countries. Without this pilot, we risk everything in terms of loss of talent. Are you kidding me?
Well, according to Obrador, too, the U.S. is the fault of this migration because we put sanctions on Cuba and Venezuela. So that's why we're getting 10,000 a day. So on top of what you're saying to Melody, I think maybe we're in for perhaps an interesting year ahead. How much more can we handle financially? How much more can this nation even manage to even shoulder, much less carry?
I don't know.
You know, I mean, this ex-CEO of Walmart, trying to find the article very quickly here because it all ties together, says U.S. consumers reaching breaking point. I agree with that, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
You know, the almighty American consumer whose spending drives the economy is reaching a breaking point and is on the verge of folding, according to former Walmart CEO Bill Simon. Mr. Simon told CNBC in a recent interview that a series of factors, political polarization, inflation, and high interest rates, were all working together to undermine consumers and their propensity to spend. That sort of pile-up wears on the consumer and makes them wary, Mr. Simon told the outlet. For the first time in a long time, there's a reason for the consumer to pause. Consumer spending is a major driver of the U.S. economy, accounting for roughly two-thirds of the gross domestic product. Of course it's a major driver. It's what we do. We don't manufacture anything. We just buy. Mr. Simon, who now serves on board of directors for Darden Restaurants and Hanes Brands Incorporated, said that after a long period of cheap money cut short by the Federal Reserve rapid rate hikes in response to soaring inflation, consumers are beginning to buckle. Consumers had an incredible 10 to 12 year run, he told CNBC's Fast Money program. Markets were buoyant, interest rates were low, money was available. But now the music has stopped and the party is grinding to a halt. Faced with soaring inflation that remained persistently high despite predictions that the price spike would be short lived, Fed officials have pushed a benchmark federal funds rate quickly from near zero in March 2022 to current range of 5.25 to 5.5. Despite all the monetary tightening so far, inflation remains uncomfortably high. Yeah, sure. Send 200 million more to Ukraine, spend more, give more things away to the illegals at the border. Why not? American people can handle it, man. We're loaded.
And you know that money that's given to to those coming across the border goes right into the economy. So, you know, yeah, that ain't going to help. That ain't slowing anything down. You know, and, you know, there's an article out of Reuters, and it talks about as global debt worries mount is another crisis brewing, you know, and it is. It's record debts, record debts, high interest rates, health, pension spending. People are aging. Look at the politics across this world and here in the States. You know, and a lot of this it's all in the big developed economies. This article talks about a surge in government borrowing costs has put high debts in the spotlight, while investors demanding increased compensation to hold long-term bonds and policymakers urging caution on public finances. Here's the numbers. Over 80% of the $10 trillion rise in global debt in the first half to a record $307 trillion came from developed economies. The United States and Britain are most concerned. More than 20 prominent economists, former policymakers, and big investors have told Reuters. So they're worrying about the U.S. and Italy and Britain. Those are Butch.
Yeah.
80% of $10 trillion came from developed economies, and probably half of that is ours.
80% of $10
trillion. Yeah. And half of that 80% is probably the United States. But I hear the music.
That.
I hear the music. We'll be back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you, never gonna give you up.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom with Pastor Butch Paul. Discount Gold and Silver, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Oh, Butch,
well,
so much is going on.
There is so much going on, but I got to share this because I mentioned earlier in the program about that pecan pie for $53 and something. But I just want to make sure people, when I'm pointing your leg, I got the catalog in my hand right now. It's called Sunnyland Farms. Sunnyland Farms. On page 10, Georgia Grove pecan pie, $53.90. But if you buy two, you get $78.30. What a discount. And gluten-free fruitcake, 2-pound, 14 ounces, $58. If you buy two, it's only $53.45 a piece. When I tell you these things, honest people, I'm not going to lie to you. When I tell you these things, I'm telling you the truth. Who in the right mind would spend $54 for a pecan pie? So that's just I just had to share that, Melody, and I'll move on.
Butch, here's something for you. There's a new residential cruise ship that's going to let travelers live at sea while it sails around the world every 3.5 years. Starts at $100,000. That's really not too bad. $100,000 for 3 years, 3.5 years.
No, I mean that if you had a house payment $1,000 a month, that'd be a good deal. Yeah, really. And the cruise ship provides all the needs, I guess, too, all the meals and everything. So, gee. That's not bad. So, I don't know. And I know we're covering different headlines back and forth here, but I thought this is kind of interesting. Hacker stole a million people's DNA. What they'll do with it is baffling. You ever heard of 23andMe?
No.
Melody?
Yeah, no.
Well, haven't you heard that? Where you can send your DNA in, they'll track your family heritage for you.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I didn't
okay.
know what it was called, yeah.
Yeah, hackers hacked into the database, which is always secure, of course, and stole a million DNAs, a million different people's DNAs. I have no idea why. Now, they don't know why. But I thought that's interesting that they now have DNA online to people to get it. Explain to me why, Melody. Please tell me why. I mean, gee. And billion-dollar super-sized prisons are slated to be built across the U.S. Alabama is going to build the first one. $1 billion. The Alabama Corrections Institution Finance Authority late last month approved the final price of $1.8 billion for the 4,000-bed prison now under construction in Elmore County. And Nebraska is building a $350 million 1,500-bed prison to replace Nebraska State Penitentiary. Georgia is officially been tasked by the Fulton County Board of Commissions to find funds for $1.69 billion facility with 4,500 beds to replace the current Fulton County jail. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. When a nation has to build bigger prisons, that doesn't say much for society, does it?
No, especially when they're letting everybody off and they're not going to jail.
When they're letting them out at every turn. Hmm. Interesting. It is.
So, crime's going down, some people tell us? I don't think so.
$1 billion prison. But anyway, different issue you mentioned a minute ago. Walmart's bid to cut shoplifting has had self-checkout counters leads to a surge in hostile encounters with customers, and I'd say so. Walmart's push to crack down on shoplifting at self-checkout counters with anti-theft technology has led to a surge in hostile encounters between hourly workers and shoppers, according to a report. The big box chain, one of the many retailers battling increasing theft that has eaten into their bottom lines, has armed employees with handheld devices that track purchases at self-checkout registers, an insider report revealed. However, the workers claim they are not properly trained to handle the sticky-fingered shoppers, many of whom have hurled things at them or become aggressive when confronted for not scanning all the purchases, the outlet reported. It's really uncomfortable and becomes like a safety issue, one Walmart employee in Illinois told Insider. The employees were instructed to disable the register when they suspect someone has failed to scan an item, giving the customer no choice but to call for help, according to a former employee who posted a TikTok video. Employers are then told to pretend something is wrong with the machine and to steer the customer to an aisle where they will be checked out by a cashier, according to the video. Some Walmart employees say that they haven't been properly trained on how to handle conflicts with customers with suspect of shoplifting. A former Walmart employee made a TikTok video about how the company handles theft in its self-checkout aisle. The company has added large video screens in the self-checkout aisle that capture the moment a customer puts something in a bag without scanning it. Self-checkout only works if you're self-governed. Think about that a minute, folks. If people can't be trusted, how are they going to check themselves out? How do you trust them? That was run kind of on trust. You know, Melody, and I know it's really naive on my part, but I just never thought about this being a problem. I just figured somebody checks self out, they go through the line and check themselves out the right way. I mean, thievery is so foreign to so many people that it's hard for us to imagine that there are thieves out there who will take anything that's not nailed down. And this is just another sign of it, is it not?
But, you know, it's interesting because when I go through there, I organize all my stuff and I, you know, so I can bag it properly. You know, it takes me forever to go through those. It takes me twice as long to go through that thing if I went through somebody that was doing it for me. But it has crossed my mind. It's like, you know, people could just do this and organize it would be so easy just to slip something in there without ever being for the wiser.
I've never used self-checkout. I go to somebody's there because I want them. Somebody to have a job there, but I want some service.
I know, me too,
also.
But you know what? Sometimes, you know,
I can understand when some people do that.
I get frustrated, you know, because, you know, some of these checkout people, I mean, it's like you want to tell them how to do it, you know, because it's like, come on, you know, it's.
I never have checked myself out. That's something I just never done. But I know, you know, I know Donald, somebody would walk out and not pay for it, but I guess you could. That makes sense.
I think it would be very easy for people to do that. Very easy.
Wow.
So I don't know why they're crying about, you know, theft.
Well, why don't you just put somebody out there and let them check them out? How are another employee?
And you know what's funny? You know what's funny? The people that used to check out, they stand there and watch you check out. They're supposed to stand there and watch to make sure people don't do that or if they have questions. But, yeah, instead of paying them to do it, they pay them just to stand there.
Well, that doesn't make any sense at all.
I know.
Wow. And I guess you're about Rite Aid's filing for bankruptcy now.
Yeah, you heard
that,
I'm
sure. Rite Aid files for bankruptcy amid slowing sales, opioid litigation. Rite Aid filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in New Jersey on Sunday and said it would begin restructuring to significantly reduce its debt. The company said it reached a deal with creditors on a restructuring plan that includes elevating its retail footprint and closing underperforming locations. I think they plan on closing at least 60 of them. Rite Aid also said lenders agreed to extend $3.45 billion in new funding to provide sufficient liquidity. The beleaguered drugstore chain has been grappling with slowing sales, mounting debt, and sued lawsuits that allege the company helped fuel the nation's opioid epidemic by oversupplying painkillers. So, there you go. See, I mean, 60 stores, whatever, and we know that CVS is closing down, I forget how many now, I think 600, but it's amazing. Walgreens in our local town in Summersville, West Virginia, Walgreens went out of business. Something I tell us there's something wrong, Melody, with the finances. Would you agree?
I mean, and, you know, but all you have to do is go into those stores. I mean, they're horrible. I mean, it's no wonder these places go out of business. The management is just, it's just like all these restaurants, you know, you hear about it. Hey, go in their back rooms and see how filthy they are. See how filthy the restaurants and the food is lousy. Yeah, you're going to go out of business.
Well,
no, I don't know.
Find the good help and people to work with pride nowadays. It's getting to be very scarce.
Yeah.
It really is. Home sales on track for lowest year since housing bust. Residential real estate market hindered by mortgage rates, limited inventory. So this, we knew this had to happen. Space with mortgage rates run up 7% or better. The highest mortgage rates in 23 years are dragging down home sales to the lowest level since the subprime crisis period. Sales of previously owned homes in 2023 are expected to dwindle to a rate not seen since at least 2011, when the U.S. population was smaller and the country was still recovering from one of the worst housing crises ever. Chen Zhao, economics research lead at Real Estate Brokerage, said on the Redfin, estimated that the total existing home sales in 2023 would amount to about 4.1 million, which would mark the smallest number of sales since about 2008. We all know what happened then. That's a year that Lehman Brothers collapsed. So, Melly, obviously real estate's going down, car sales going down. I don't know how much more, you know, this is going to handle before. I mean, and I assume, I haven't heard, are the unions still on strike with the big three?
Yes.
So how much is it going to take to bring them down? I don't know, Mel. That's an interesting question in my mind. Car sales.
Well, you know, if
down.
We go, you know what, Butch, if we go to war, they'll turn those auto manufacturing plants into war machines and people will have to go back to work.
Well, and somebody make a lot of money out of that, too.
Yeah.
No doubt.
So,
largest U.S. banks grapple with worst write-offs in 3 years. So this goes along with what you said about the branches, maybe. The biggest U.S. banks are poised to write off more bad loans than they have since the early days of the pandemic. At higher for longer interest rates and a potential economic downturn are putting borrowers in a bind. J.P. Morgan Chase and Company, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo, which report third quarter results Friday, will join Bank of America Corp, which comes Tuesday, in posting a roughly $5.3 billion in combined third quarter net charge-offs, the highest for the group since the second quarter of 2020, according to a data compiled by Bloomberg. The economy is going down the tubes. And there's a lot of reasons. I know that. People don't want to work. I know it for a fact. Everywhere I go, I see help wanted signs. I mean, I'm talking about everywhere. I don't care whether it's a fast food or Lowe's or other stores. They're needing help. People don't want to work. I understand that's part of it. But the economy and the fiat currency has undermined everything in this country for the last 100 years to the point, well, there's nothing to build on now. And we keep printing more money. Well, not printing. We digitalize money. Sending 200 million here, a billion there, and we keep doing more and more of that, and which makes every so-called dollar less valuable to the point that you got to spend $53, $54 to buy a pie. That's pretty sad, isn't it?
It certainly is.
I mean, I don't know how much more we can say about that, Melody. We hit that so many times that $54, $53.09 for a pecan pie, isn't that a little bit out of reason?
Depends on how much you like pecans.
I suppose. But I couldn't eat it. That choked me to death trying to eat that.
That's true.
$3 for that.
Yeah.
I mean, but this is how we're living today in this country.
And you know what? It's acceptable.
Well,
or they wouldn't have it advertised, then they wouldn't be selling it for that price. There will be lots of people who pay $50-some dollars for that pie.
That's just unthinkable.
Thinking that it's something special. So
unreasonable.
They wouldn't have it in there.
It's in a catalog, full color catalog, pretty picture.
Or maybe they have it in there and there's something next to it that's a little bit less expensive, but they make more money on it. So people will look at that and say, oh, $53 too much. I'll pay $45 for this one. And then they actually make more money on that one.
Well, right below that is a fruitcake I told you is $58.
No. Well,
the next peg is rum crunch cake. One of those is $51. And old-fashioned candy pecans, 1 pound, 12 ounces, $54.30. So there you go.
There you go. I have your pick.
Anyway.
What's next?
Ukraine smashes key Russian Navy. Now, they're still at war, by the way. Russia and Ukraine still fighting.
Dropped out of the news quick, didn't they?
They did, didn't they?
Ukraine? Is that still
Ukraine smashes key... I mean, maybe they had a treaty, or what do you call it, a ceasefire until all this blows over in the Middle East. You never know. But anyway, Ukraine smashes key Russian Navy warships with drones in crucial Crimea strike. Ukraine has pummeled another Russian Navy warship with pictures showing smoke billowing from one of the Black Sea Fleet vessels. An explosion rocked Sevastopol Bay on October 13th when the Russian A Buyan missile carrier was attacked in Crimea. The Buyan M-class small missile ship known to carry Russia's caliber missiles was hit, according to Kalinsky Veter's Telegram channel. Residents in the city center reported hearing a muffled explosion leading to the car alarm being triggered. The Buyan M-class missile ship was hit by Sea Baby drones with experimental weapons. Ukrainian Pravda sources and security service of Ukraine have not disclosed much detail on the attacks, but said the vessel was hit by Sea Baby drones with experimental weapons. One organizer said after the first explosion, Russian minesweepers and divers were unable to detect our know-how. So the war is still going on. What it means, I have no idea. What that's going to lead to next, I have no idea.
If Putin was smart, he'd probably just kind of, you know, just keep doing what he's been doing and keeping it going and wait to see how this Israeli thing unfolds.
Well, I have a guest on my program tonight who lived in China for 20-some years, and his name is Nan Su. We're discussing what China's doing behind the scenes, actually, and this article will be coming up. I may not get to today, but the Army is trying to stock up on blood. It says the Army is planning for a conflict with China, including shoring up blood supply. So there's a lot happening, Mel, that we don't know about.
China did make a statement about that Israel needs to, step back a little bit. But that's not going to happen.
No, I don't see it happen. Matter of fact, we're going to break here in a second, but then when we get back to the break, I'll discuss Israel evacuates border as deadly clashes raise fear of second war erupting. We'll discuss that after the break because it's kind of involved. But this is moving into different regions now. And we're discussing a minute about Lebanon and Syria getting involved. And folks, Syria is a very serious situation there, perhaps. Go ahead, Melody.
Yeah, there's been more rockets fired at Tel Aviv. The UN says it's on the verge of an abyss. This is the UN now. And they increased the number of hostages to 199. And the first video has been released. I haven't seen it yet, but we're heading into a break. We'll be right back.
Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, and such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Oh, and welcome back. We're back. I'm not going to say who I am. Butch.
Okay. Folks, you are listening to Financial Survival, by the way. 800-375-4188. And believe me, now is the time to get involved in some metals. And I'm not just if I were a wealthy man, I would be buying metals right now. That's about the safest haven I know of, folks. And I've looked different places. I really have. I mean, other than storable food you might need and a water filter, that's all common sense things. But as far as financial investment, metals is the way to go. It truly is. Back to the article about Israel evacuating the border. Israel Monday announced that it will evacuate 28 northern communities close to the Lebanon border in the wake of attacks which have broken out in the region in tandem with the ongoing conflict against Hamas in the south. The mass evacuation raises fears that a second war is about to break out between Israel and Hezbollah, which is based in Lebanon. A joint statement from the Israel Defense Forces and the Israeli Defense Ministry said the communities being evacuated stand within 1.2 miles of the Lebanese border. The residents will be taken to a state-funded guest houses, the statement added, providing no timeline as to when they will be able to return home. That doesn't sound too promising to me. Any comments on LD?
No.
U.S. pushes bid to avert wider Israel war after Iran warning. U.S. and its allies are ratcheting up efforts to prevent the war between Israel and Hamas from engulfing the wider region, acting on concerns that the invasion of the Gaza Strip by Israeli forces could prompt Iran to enter the conflict. The U.S. has warned Iran in recent days through back-channel talks about the risk of escalation, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Sunday on CBS News Face the Nation. He said the U.S. couldn't rule out Iran intervening either directly or via Hezbollah, the Lebanon-based militia group that it sponsors. I don't know what is going to come out of this, but I'm going to tell you now, this, unless this ends pretty quickly, the whole Middle East is going to be up in an uproar. That's just all there is to it. And I don't care whose side you're on. I'm not picking sides here. I'm just telling you it's going to be an uproar. And tens of thousands, if not more, of innocent people are going to die because of this. And who knows what it could spread to with now the war and with Russia and Ukraine and China rattling at the saber. I don't know what's going to come next. But, Melly, it seems like when nations get into bind financially, they always go to war for the answers to get people's minds off the finance. World War I, World War II, same thing. Now, we come through Depression, World War II started, got us back on our feet financially. So there's nothing new here, is there?
Well, I think there's sometimes you wonder what really initiates these wars, but then they're always used. If there's a crisis in the making, you're going to use it, and, you know, therefore they add fire to the fuel, and, you know, here we are. But, I mean, this is really... And when I found out, when I saw how they flew Blinken all over all of those adjoining countries yesterday and today, he's visiting all those Arab nations to try to calm the waters. And what's interesting, too, is you hear about them. You hear about everyone going to that southern border on Egypt. And supposedly they did release they loosened it up a little bit. Maybe they've allowed some oil to go through, some fuel. But they're saying like there's 500,000 people there from Gaza. But when they showed the pictures, it's like you could pretty much count that there was maybe 100. So it's like, well, where are all these people? Where are they? You think they would show all of these, what do you call them, refugees now?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere, but they don't show any pictures or you know, they show the drones of all the burned out buildings, but they haven't showed, they showed it looked like people were trekking down there and so forth, but it doesn't show when they get there and how they're being treated and so forth. And I did see an interesting article, though, Butch, where we might be making a deal with Venezuela, taking the sanctions off, to provide oil to help with the supply, which I'm thinking they're doing this pre. They're being proactive, knowing that this war will be disruptive to oil. And now they're taking the sanctions off of Venezuela. Venezuela! So we've been fighting with them for how many years?
And go back with the hat in hand, asking to please forgive us.
And now we're going to take the sanctions off so they can supply more oil to the world. And we know Venezuela has prime oil, too. But my point is, what an interest. It's not a coincidence that they're doing it now.
Oh, no.
With this war, meaning they're planning that the oil will be taken offline by the Arabs, is my guess.
And China and Venezuela is also working out some deals, too, for the oil. So, interesting. Iran trying to deploy weapons in Syria to open new war front. Folks, this is scripturally important. Isaiah 17:1, read it. A senior Israeli officer has alleged that Iran has been trying to deploy weapons in Syria to target Israel in the northern part, opening a new war front as the conflict, the Hamas intensifies in southern Israel. In response to a post on X, which stated the Iranian regime attempting to transport strategic weapons to or through Syria, Joshua Zarqa, the head of strategic affairs for Israel's foreign ministry, affirmed they, the Iranians, are. On Saturday, Israel allegedly launched an airstrike against Syrian's Aleppo airport. The Syrian government confirmed the attack and said the Israeli enemy carried out an air attack from the direction of the Mediterranean Sea, targeting Aleppo International Airport, which led to material damage to the airport and it being out of service. Referring to this development, Joel Rayburn, director of the American Center for Levant Studies, wrote, "Repeated Israeli strikes to disable Damascus and Aleppo airports are, to my mind, a strong indication. Number one, the Iranian regime is trying to move strategic weapons to or via Syria to open a northern front. And two, the Israelis are determined to preempt that." The Israeli officials reshared this post, stating that Iranians are engaged in arms transfers. Syrian's Damascus and Aleppo airports are known as transit points for Iranian arms. Since the Hezbollah, a powerful Islamist militant group in south both Syria and Lebanon, Hezbollah launched but rocket strikes against northern Israel, posts from Lebanon since the start of the war with Hamas. So apparently Syria, if this is true, is letting them take weapons through their airports, which I don't doubt at all, folks. I don't doubt that at all. But it could lead to something very, very serious as far as the outcome of that, and it's prophesied in Isaiah chapter 17, verse 1. You look at it and see what you think. It may be nothing. It may be something that's going to blow over. And then this pray, folks, like we are by the Russian and Ukraine, the calm has prevailed. And people that are aggressors, I'm not picking sides here, but whoever's the aggressor, you figure it out. I have my own opinion on that. Whichever one it is, that they'll be able to rein in their intentions long enough to save how many thousands of people's lives and to bring a region back to somewhat in some kind of normalcy with prosperity and people that can make it come back to their homes and live a normal life for a little while. Comments, Melody?
No, but I did just see an article where it shows 2,000 U.S. troops are preparing for potential deployment. Did you see that?
I haven't seen that. To where?
U.S. military has selected roughly 2,000 troops to prepare for a potential deployment to support Israel. U.S. defense officials says, although the troops are tasked with missions like advising and medical support, the officials said they are from across the U.S. armed forces. They are not intended to serve in a combat role. Sure. No infantry have been put on prepared to deploy order. The troops are currently stationed both inside the Middle East and outside, including Europe. It isn't clear under what circumstances the U.S. could deploy the troops or to where, but the Pentagon's decision signaled it is preparing to support Israeli troops should Israel launch a ground incursion into Gaza. So we are involved, folks.
We are definitely involved.
We are definitely involved. And, you know, so that's just, I don't know.
We have troops in Ukraine also. We know that to be true already. Germany has troops in Ukraine. We know that to be true. And I remember back before I was involved in the Vietnam conflict, and I went in the military in 1967. Remember back in the early 60s, U.S. sent advisors to Vietnam. Advisors. Next thing you know, we're over there shooting. So, folks, this is nothing new, but it seems like people forget history very quickly. And let's face it, most people that remember Vietnam are my age and older. They're not allowed to even worry about it. They're dead. So when one generation dies out, they play the same trick on the next generation. Wow. The Army is planning for a conflict with China, including shoring up blood supply. The service's medical command is experimenting with blood shortage and distribution as it looks to overcome the logistical challenge of the Indo-Pacific. For the U.S. Army, preparing for war with China means more than training to fight. It also means making sure there's enough blood to keep soldiers and civilians alive across the Indo-Pacific. Blood supply and blood logistics is already challenging, Even coming out of COVID, we're still facing a lot of manufacturing shortages, supply shortages, said Major Nikia McKee, who runs a donation center for the Armed Services Blood Program. As a joint blood program officer, 18th Medical Command, which serves the Indo-Pacific region. The shortages include the bags the blood is collected and stored in. So the military bloods program is looking to an alternate manufacturers to avoid a single point of failure during an emergency. It's just one part of the series of complicated things Army Medical Command must consider as it rehearses and plans for logistical challenges that could arise during a conflict with the Pacific region, an effort called Operation Pathways. McGee, who is also the Army's Chief of Transfusion Medicine Services, is in charge of finding out how to move blood across the Indo-Pacific. Doesn't sound good, folks, at all. Nowhere does it sound good. Melody?
You know, not too long ago with Ukraine and Russia, we were talking about the possibility of a nuclear war.
Oh, yes.
And for some reason, that was always just, that probably won't happen. But, it was leaning towards that way. This, for me, is far more frightening. And knowing where this is going to head. And
my guest tonight.
The world is involved in this one.
Oh, absolutely. And my guest
big
tonight,
nations, little nations. I mean, everyone. Yeah, with Ukraine, it was pretty much us, China, and Russia. Well, it's a big, it's the big four, but or three. But this is all nations. Everywhere on the planet, people are taking sides. People are demonstrating. People are killing.
Now, that's my next couple articles. McDonald's.
6-year-old child. Killed.
Oh, yes. Yes. Stabbed to death. And mom
Chicago.
Was stabbed, too. Yes. And
you
McDonald's
got,
sparks
Brussels.
Fury.
There's a shooting in Brussels, an ISIS terror in Brussels. 2 dead in shooting. That's just developing now.
Wow.
It's everywhere.
McDonald's sparks fury after sending free food to Israeli armed forces. That's right. The fast food chain is under fire for sending food to the Israeli Defense Forces amid the ongoing conflict between Israel and Palestine. McDonald's is facing potential boycott after word got out that the multinational fast food chain supplied free food to soldiers in the Israeli Defense Forces. And France mobilizes 7,000 troops for extra patrols after a teacher is slain. So French President Emmanuel Macron has ordered 7,000 soldiers to be mobilized for increased security patrols, his office said on Saturday, a day after a teacher was stabbed to death in an Islamic attack. And Jewish homes in Berlin marked with the Star of David. Melbourne demonstrated shouted death to Israelis. This is spreading worldwide. You got it right on the head, Melody. It's coming up and it's hitting here fast.
Yeah, it really is. And that's so it's everywhere, Butch.
It is.
And it's and our borders, who cares who comes into this nation?
Oh, yeah, no biggie.
No biggie. We don't even know who they are. And they're all mostly men. So.
Well, and in closing, I'll say this. A new analysis of 281 studies across 36 different countries has uncovered that a staggering 40% of adults are hooked on fast food. Ice cream, potato chips are addictive as cocaine and heroin, Melody.
Believe that.
There you go.
I believe that. Well, I hear the music, so we're out of time. And we will be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless. That's too bad.